Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Monday the 18th of February. People have asked, can I do a recap of the day? I can't do a recap of every day, just time-wise, getting everything in and all my other stuff, particularly weekends, it's almost impossible. The idea is that you've got this information to pretty much use how you wish, and I do try and give pointers in the podcast itself. I'll quickly run through yesterday just as an idea. Inter made hard work of it, but did get there in the end. All of a sudden, a flurry of goals at the end there. Bordeaux drifted quite a bit pre-game and then scored within 2 minutes. Thanks for those who pointed it out. And I guess that's the difference between me and most people, is that then people start panicking and, oh, it's a load of old shit, they've scored. The idea is that you're entering the trade at low risk. I got in around even money. They drifted out to about 2.2, I believe. And Toulouse equalised, you know, midway through the second half, and that enabled a profitable trade. I think it's people panicking too much about things and too eager to click the trade button. Just let things play out and give yourself a bit of time. The golf, much the same, people panicking through the third round. You know, the price wasn't really moving on Scott. He wasn't really doing anything. I got out for about 3 points profit between sort of odds of 4 and 6. I did tweet to somebody about it was about 6 at the start of the fourth round, and I think I got a bit of 5.6 at that time. I was hoping Scott would have done better. Obviously, seeing Thomas collapse, you want the next guy in the field to do well, and unfortunately, he never really got it going. His putting was horrendous, and I was just watching it thinking he's not going to hole this. And I threw in the towel after about 9 holes and was happy with what I had. Just felt it was a missed opportunity, but nothing we as punters could do about it. It was all down to how he played, and he just didn't play well enough, unfortunately. Valencia Neff, no goals, didn't expect that, but these things happen. There was no goals there, and Betis provided the trade with 2 goals. I'd not got fully matched up. I'd got about 3/4 of what I wanted to do matched up, and then the goal, and then I waited for the second one and greened that up. So it wasn't a bad day, but as I say, this people use this information as you wish. I'm not holding a gun to anybody's head, and I'll be covering things in my blog rant tomorrow about people's attitude to betting and the way they bet. I'm doing this podcast in my own time, FOC, to try and point people in the right direction. If you're listening to me for 5 minutes, it's 5 minutes. You're not booming the shit that appears on Twitter. Anyway, next, today, no horse today. 2 that I found, and then when I looked at the odds, they were both short odds on, and that rules them out. So no horses, but at least a couple qualifying. I'm sure now we'll start to get some fit in, and hopefully we'll have a good run on those going forward. I've got a lay under 3.5 trade today. There's not a lot of money in the market at the moment, only been £152 matched, and I am out this evening, so I'm not sure that I'll be able to trade this anyway. But it is Jong PSV Eindhoven versus FC 20 kicking off at 7 o'clock. Laying over 3.5 goals and greening up for about 20-25% that price, whilst Dutch football and people get carried away with how many goals are scored in it, and everybody wants to back the overs. I always like to look the other way, so the overs price is too short, over 3.5 goals, so I'll be looking to lay that and trade it. But as I say, I'm up in London and on undergrounds and things, so I'm not sure I'll be able to do that. But for you guys, that's the one, over 3.5, laying that. If I can't, I may ask how some of you got on tomorrow, so do feel free to tweet me. I don't mind people tweeting me about their trades and what's going on. It's when people make stupid comments like, Bordeaux have scored after 2 minutes. What am I mean? I don't even know what I meant to do with that. Thanks very much. I've got about 52 websites telling me it and a Betfair screen. Anyway, the second part of action, Roma tonight. Roma, they're a shorty qualifier. I expect them to beat Bologna tonight. Bologna are slightly overperforming, particularly on XG. Roma are actually underperforming on XG and still getting away with wins. So Roma to beat Bologna is too big slightly, so that will be one that I recommend as a little punt if you want to get involved on the shorties. But in that game, I'm also going to, and again, it depends on whether I can get on If it's 0-0 after 30 minutes, I am going to be laying under 0.5 first half goals. So 30 minutes onwards, I will lay under 0.5 first half goals. If I then get a goal in the first half, that is me done. I'd be finished with the game. If the game is 0-0 at half time, so I've lost that lay, and again, I'd lay it between 30 and 40 minutes, dripping it in, so I'm not taking it all at the maximum price. Then I will back over 1.5 goals at half time, and I will back it for half a point at half time. If there's a goal before 65 minutes, I will leave the profit on the over 1.5 and scratch the under 1.5. If there is no goal by 65 minutes, I will then have another half point on over 1.5 at 65 minutes, and I will then trade it depending on what happens there. So the most I can lose if it's 0-0 is a point. I've got a chance to win in the first half if it's 0-0 by going in 30 to 45 minutes. If nothing happens then I've got going to have another shot at it in the second half and have a half point on 45 minutes and a half point 65 minutes if still 0-0. If a goal between 45-65, I will leave the profit on over, scratch on the unders. So that's it for today. So you've got the no horses, you've got the PSV versus 20 in the Dutch Eerste division, laying over 3.5 goals and looking to trade that. Again, being patient. If a goal goes in, there's plenty of time. They've got to get four for you to lose. And obviously, if they get two or three earlier, you have to sit and sweat it. But hopefully, there'll be a chance to trade that. And Roma, firstly, to beat Bologna is okay as a shorty. And then in that, as I say, as I've just described, that trade from 30 minutes onwards. So have a good day, and I will be back tomorrow. We've got Champions League again this week and a few league fixtures. I think I might have some low league stuff as well. May have a horse. So I'll be back in the morning. Have a great day.